turn it with me in Luke chapter 2. We are going to read two verses. The first one in Luke chapter 2. And the next will be in John chapter 1. Luke chapter 2. I'm going to read the first seven verses. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. There was no place for them in the inn. There was no place for the King of Kings in the inn. The one of whom is said, he is the Wonderful, the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Maker of the Universe, the one we have come to worship today. Scripture says there was no place for them in the inn. Can we read John chapter 1 verse 10? The Bible says, He was in the world. This is Jesus. And the world was made through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Hallelujah. The one we have come to worship this morning, I want us this morning to think about the kind of welcome that the world had for him, and the kind of welcome that we are giving him. So the title of our meditation this morning is Welcome the King. Can you say that to your neighbor? Welcome the King. Hallelujah. The most important question today and this morning is not so much about the exact date of his coming. That is not the most important question. The most important question is not about the number of wise men who were there when he was born. Yes, because there is a great debate today. For those who go online, you can see that people are debating. Sometimes people are quarreling. It was the 25th of December. No, it was the 6th of January. No, it was the 20th of March. Everyone has his own date. That is not the most important question for us today. Some people even want to know how many wise men were there. No, there were not three. There were more than that. Some even debate about whether they were riding camels or horses. Those are the kind of debates that you hear on this day. But is that the most important question for us? The most important question is not about what happened, who was there, when was it? Was it in winter? Was it in summer or in spring? We know he was born, and we have come to worship him. Let nobody stop you from worshiping your King. Hallelujah. If he says it was not on 25th of December, just tell him, it's fine, but I have come to worship him. Hallelujah. The most important question is, have we received him? Yes, because we know he came. We know he was born. But have you received him? That's the most important question. He came and he is coming again. He came as a lamb to offer himself. But he will come back as the king. He will come to rule. Hallelujah. Have you welcomed him? And I guess most of us here will answer by yes to that question. So I would like to ask the next question. If you have received him, if you have welcomed him, how have you welcomed him? How have you received him? You see, there are at least two ways we can receive Jesus Christ. At least two. You can either receive him as a guest, or you can receive him as the king. And there is a difference. When you receive a guest, it is you who invite him in your house. You are the host, and he is the guest. But when you have received the king, it means that you have decided to surrender yourself to him, to belong to him, to be part of his kingdom, to be subjected to him. In fact, it is he who welcomes you in his kingdom. Hallelujah. Those who have received Jesus Christ as the King, they know that they are privileged to be called a member of the kingdom of God. We know that it is not a place that we deserve, because favor has been granted to us. We do not deserve to be in his presence. We will be forever grateful that he deemed us worthy to be in his presence. It is grace. And because we will be forever grateful, that is why we come and worship and say, thank you, Father.